The Black Cat by Edgar Allan Poe, adapted and performed by Eric, Jamie, Martisa, and Tylea. It was a dark, crisp fall night. A man stumbled out of the pub, intoxicated and out of his right mind. The houses around him filled with the smell of cinnamon. The man was walking through the streets. The man was seeing his cat, Pluto. The black cat that had been loyal to him since the day he brought him home from the pet store. He had a strong feeling in his gut to kill the cat. The man was a raging alcoholic, so when his wife heard him come home in the midst of the night, she was not stunned or in disbelief.
Hello, Pluto. Where'd that cat anyway?
The man frantically looked through his house. He finally found the cat that was unaware and was always loyal to his owner. The owner took care of his cat more than himself. He snatched a needle and shoved it into his innocent black cat.
What in the world is going on? What did you do to poor little Pluto? Get off Pluto now! What are you thinking?
The man turned around with a reeking smell that was a mixture of alcohol and smoke. The wife ran to her room and locked the door. The man stood with the cat he had just tortured, who was standing at a greater distance than before. Now, where his owner was different, the man woke up and realized the horrific thing he had done. The cat kept his distance with his wounded eye.
I'm really sorry, Pluto, old boy. I guess I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Don't worry. I won't be drunk ever again.
The next night, he came home just as intoxicated as the previous night. He stumbled through the door and gathered up strength. He grabbed his loyal Pluto by the neck and hung him until his death on a tree. The night had gotten even worse after that. The man went out and got a new black cat, but this time it had a white spot on his stomach and looked like a hangman's string.
This one will do just fine. That's the one I want.
There you go, sir. Have a nice night. Hope you like your cat.
The man came home, not sober. He dropped the poor kitten.
What are you doing with that cat? What are you doing with that axe?
The man grabbed the kitten by his neck. He took the axe right before he pounded the axe with the newly sharpened blade. The wife grabbed his wrist and tried to stop him from killing him.
Put the axe away. What are you doing? Why are you trying to kill this poor cat?
Let go. Leave me alone.
The man pushed his wife away. Since the man was drunk, he didn't have the best reflexes. So instead of killing the cat, he sliced his wife's head in half.
Oh no, what I do? I slice my wife's head in half. I have to do something. I'll stuff him in the wall. I'll take the bricks. I'll stuff him in there with that cat.
The people had been suspicious, and he called the police to inspect the house. So the police came to the house. So can you show me the rest of your house?
I'll be in the basement first.
After an hour of inspecting, they found nothing. Then the second policeman heard a cat from behind the wall.
What was that? Let's go inspect the basement again.
The two policemen tore apart the basement and found the cat and the wife. They arrested the man and left the cat alone.